With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Obstacles in the way of New Mexico's nascent hemp industry have been minimal in the 9 months since rules have been written and licenses sold to grow and process the cannabis plant. That's according to the man in charge of overseeing part of the program, Brad Lewis of the state's Agriculture Department. It's been an exciting time, says Lewis, with a lot of his staff working overtime to meet the demands of establishing a burgeoning industry.
Those agencies and legislators and so forth involved in this process, I think, have done an outstanding job. Both the New Mexico Environment Department, Department of Health, New Mexico Department of Agriculture, law enforcement agencies, and especially the contributions of those involved in the hemp industry have all worked very closely on trying to roll something out that's very difficult, both legally and very difficult agronomically, to get in place. And I think all involved have done a great job on getting out. Our problems and our issues have been very minimal to this point.
Lewis says staff is being added to the Agriculture Department as more licenses are being issued. And those licenses are spread pretty evenly throughout New Mexico.
It's very widespread. Almost all of the counties growing in the state. We have a high concentration up there in the northwestern part of the state towards Colorado. Those tend to be smaller acres in that part. And then in the southern part of the state and the southeastern part of the state, we seem to see larger acres.
In all, 7,500 acres plus 100 greenhouse acres have been planted, poised to become CBD products, plus textiles like burlap, rope, and canvas. Analysts say the potential yield at market could be $20,000 per acre. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.